Skin problems in relation to chronic leg ulcers. Edema. Venous leg ulcers occur when there is a sustained increase in venous pressure as a result of chronic venous insufficiency and or impairment of the calf muscle pump. Changes in the venous supply leads to elevated venous pressure, venous stasis, and the development of edema to the feet and ankles. As a result, the skin over the ankles is often thinner, discoloured, and may develop venous ulcers. If the walls of the veins have been destroyed by varicose veins or thrombosis, they will expand so the venous valves cannot close up properly. The blood will then flow back to the superficial veins, which will be overflowing. This results in blood stagnating in the legs and the increased pressure in the superficial veins just under the skin, causing edema. Compression therapy. The aim of compression therapy is to counteract edema, prevent capillary leakage into surrounding tissues, and promote normal flow of venous blood up the leg. Additionally, the compression should also amplify muscle vein pump function and increase the flow in the veins by reducing the diameter of the vein. Dressings and compression therapy should only be applied by healthcare professionals trained in leg ulcer management and in line with local guidelines. A Doppler assessment should be undertaken prior to commencing compression therapy and should not be used in patients with an ankle brachial index of 0.8 or less. Compression therapy should not be applied to patients if there is an active phlebitis, deep vein thrombosis, cellulitis, or to patients who have conditions that are contraindicated, for example, diabetic foot ischemia, neuropathy, or cardiac failure. Prior to applying the compression bandage, the practitioner should measure the person's ankle circumference and apply below-knee graduated multi-layer high compression bandaging and replace weekly. For people who are immobile, long stretch bandaging, 2, 3, or 4-layer systems is more suitable. For people who are mobile, short stretch bandaging is more practical. Bandage types are classified on the degree of sub-bandage pressure they exert on the limb. Constant tension is needed when applying the bandaging to maintain a sub-bandage pressure gradient. The highest pressure is at the ankle and progressively reduces to the knee and thigh.